WeatherTV.com. I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhaus. Right now, 20 degrees.
Since 1871, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has delivered on customer expectations of trust, reliability, and service. Generations have relied on the personal touch that our experienced staff provides. If you're establishing an account, seeking a loan, or any of the other financial services that we offer, stop in and visit. We're proud to continue service to the community. The State Bank of Blue Rapids is also innovative, offering the latest in banking practices, including internet banking and online bill payment. Find us online for more details at statebankbr.com. Personal banking, commercial banking, 24/7 banking. We're here for you. The State Bank of Blue Rapids, member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday morning. Authorities in Hutchinson say officers shot and killed a man who pointed a gun at them yesterday. Police in a media release said that the shooting happened around 2 o'clock yesterday morning when officers responded to a home and encountered a white man in a bedroom armed with a handgun. The release says officers fired their weapons when the man pointed the gun at them. A military prison psychologist refusing to recommend that Chelsea Manning's gender be changed to female in her Army service record. The decision, disclosed in a court document, complicates the transgender soldier's request to wear a feminine hairstyle at the men's prison in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Manning is serving a 35-year sentence for leaking classified information. And forecasters continuing to track winter weather, which may impact Kansas, but snowfall forecast rates have been drastically reduced. Mid-America Network News.
Tis the season for picking the perfect Christmas tree. And right now you'll find the perfect fresh-cut tree conveniently located at the Home Depot. These farm-fresh trees are ready for you to wander through them and choose just the right one to bring the holidays home. They range from 5 to 10 feet tall, and they're ready to be lit, decorated, and have songs sung around them. Perfect. Fresh-cut Christmas trees, ready right now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store, see store for details.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Police in Lawrence say a pedestrian who died when he was hit by a car was a longtime employee of the University of Kansas Libraries. 58-year-old Bruce Coburn of Lawrence hit by a car Friday as he was walking along a street. Coburn was an office assistant with the libraries since 1981. He died at the scene. The Lawrence Journal-World reports no citations or arrests have been made against the 26-year-old man who was driving the car. A 17-year-old transgender student who advocated for LGBTQ rights at a Derby high school was crowned king of a winter formal at the school. Wichita Eagle reports Tyler Crayer received the most votes from classmates for the Hollyball King at the school's annual event Saturday night. A senior, Crayer says at first he thought it was a joke when he found out a month ago that a classmate had nominated him. He says it was a surprise to win the honor. He was one of several students who testified in July before the Derby School Board in favor of a school policy that allows students to use bathrooms matching their gender identity. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News on your Wednesday morning. A 21-year-old northeastern Nebraska man has been killed in a fiery crash involving two semi-trailers on U.S. Highway 77 just north of Lincoln. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says Brandon Jurdies of Osmond was driving a grain truck south on the highway when he was broadsided by a semi hauling rock. Investigators say the grain truck rolled onto his side and burst into flame. Jurdies pronounced dead at the scene. federal appeals court has stalled after six people wrongfully convicted of 1985 murder in Beatrice, Nebraska, to collect the $28.1 million they won in a lawsuit against Gage County and two law enforcement officials. Monday of this week, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted the county's request to delay collection by the Beatrice Six until the county's appeal is decided. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirect slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and buildings. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A photo shot of downtown Marysville's historic business district graces the front cover of Kansas Magazine, most recent issue. Marysville was one of five small Kansas communities, population under 5,000, chosen in a reader's contest as the five outstanding small communities in Kansas. Marysville is joined by Norton, Atwood, Lecompton, and Council Grove. Marysville was chosen for a variety of assets, that according to Andrea Etzel with Kansas Magazine.
Marysville has a really rich history and a beautiful downtown. If you notice there, the cover shot, and it's just because when you go down Broadway, it's just kind of the quintessential, downtown of a small town, all that beautiful red brick. And I think between the Pony Express history and all the things that they have coming up between the trails and what they do to help promote tourism and the pride that they take in their community just really is what a small town's all about.
Andrea Etzel with Kansas Magazine was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. The Ag Lease Extension Workshop, scheduled Wednesday in Marysville through the Marshall County Extension Office, has been canceled. Again, Wednesday's Ag Lease Extension Workshop in Marysville Wednesday has been canceled. William Bill Dierking, age 82, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. Burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for William Bill Dierking. Merlin Wright, age 89, of Home City, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Beatty. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Wednesday from 6:30 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Merlin Wright. Anna Marie Kuckelman, age 82, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Anna Marie Kuckelman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chili, a cinnamon roll, veggie plate, and peaches. Tomorrow, Hawaiian meatballs, rice, wheat bread, Malibu blend, and apple cake. TNDY News, time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Snowfall amounts across northern Minnesota and much of North Dakota. Very impressive. We've seen anywhere from 4 up to about 18, 19 inches of snow. Had 50-plus mile-per-hour winds in many spots, too, shuffling that snow around. Now, snow accumulating across northern parts of Wisconsin, anywhere from 1 up to about 6 inches, piling up across the UP of Michigan and sections of northern Wisconsin today as this massive winter storm continues shifting across the eastern Great Lakes. A series of lake effect snow warnings, winter storm warnings, and a winter weather advisory still for Michigan, northern Wisconsin, UP of Michigan, northern Minnesota, back through North Dakota. From light snow showers, still a possibility at times today and again this evening. High temperatures in the upper 20s, low 30s today. 10 above, blustery, cold, slightly below zero wind chills tonight. Then bright sun, high stay in the 20s tomorrow. Back around 30 with plenty of sun Friday, then warming up just a bit this weekend. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 20 degrees.
Average high temperature early December, 44. Record high on this date, 77 in 1939. The average low, 24, and the record low is 4 below 0 in 1950. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:29. Radar indicating a light skiff of snow along the Kansas-Nebraska border. Broader areas of snow mainly south of I-70, confined to southeast and parts of west-central Kansas this morning. 24 degrees, the winds favoring the north at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 7th of December, Pearl Harbor Day. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Five-star hotel living must agree with the San Antonio Spurs. The Knicks get a victory. So do Villanova and Duke. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, maybe it's the hotel room service. The Spurs continue their success away from home.
To the baseline with only three to shoot. Gasol's going to do something in a hurry. And now it's Leonard on the left three. Kawhi not. That could be the dagger right there. And Kawhi Leonard's got 31.
On WOAI, Spurs win in Minneapolis. 105-91 to move to 13-0 on the road. The Knicks stay hot in Miami.
Out of Carmelo, catches. Now he's going to throw up another three.
And he hit that one, too.
Long ball city by Carmelo.
On WEPN-FM, Knicks school the Heat 114-103 for their fourth straight victory at the Jimmy V Classic in New York City. Big night for Duke's Luke Kennard.
Here's Kennard from the corner. Yes, with the roll of three.
Kennard, man. He's a pro.
On ESPN, the number 5 Blue Devils top number 21 Florida 84-74, and number 3 Kansas crushed Missouri Kansas City for Coach Bill Self's 600th victory. Back to the NBA, where the Jazz continue to hit the high notes.
Bad pass stolen by Johnson. Kicks it ahead to Hayward. Gordon's got it. Gordon's going to the rim. Gordon's going to dunk. Joe Johnson with a steal.
On KZNS, Utah defeats the Suns 112-105. The Jazz have won 7 of 8. The Pistons were bullish in Chicago last night.
Ish with 4. He'll fire. Oh, and he bangs it into the left wing. Wow.
That's that ish I'm talking about.
On WMGC, and Detroit bops the Bulls 102-91. College hoops, the defending champs with a Big 5 win at the Palestra. Top-ranked Villanova defeats LaSalle 89-79. And Florida Atlantic from Boca Raton, Florida, shocks Ohio State 79-77 on a last-second shot in Columbus. Sad news out of Colorado. 1994 Heisman Trophy winner Rashawn Salaam was found dead Monday night in a park. Police say no foul play was suspected. And Evander Holyfield elected to Boxing's Hall of Fame. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
High school basketball scores last night in girls' play. Valley Heights took Blue Valley 53-40. Hanover topped Axtell 74-35. Washington County over Frankfort 50-41. Centralia girls beat Wetmore 61-31. Sabetha beat Perry LeCompton 44-31. Dillon Odell girls over Dorchester 60-33. And Southern took Johnson County Central 40-28. In boys' play, Valley Heights over Blue Valley 66-36. Hanover ran past Axtell 90-30. Washington County boys took Frankfort 44-43. Centralia over Wetmore 63-35. Perry LeCompton edges Sabetha 29-27. Dillon Odell boys over Dorchester 60-19. Southern took Johnson County Central 37-34.
Bring your archery skills to the next level at Impulse Archery, a full-service pro shop with bows, archery accessories, boat maintenance, and a 35-yard 3D indoor archery range. Winter leagues forming now, open 7 days a week, 3 miles west of Marysville. Find us on Facebook at Impulse Archery LLC or ImpulseArchery.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A monthly measure of the agriculture economy shows post-harvest price rallies have lifted the spirits of farmers over the last month. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, released Tuesday, reached an index point of 116 for November. That's considerably higher than October reading of 92. The barometer surveys 400 farmers monthly, and a rating below 100 is negative, while a rating above 100 indicates positive sentiment regarding the ag industry. Organizers of the survey say the improved rating can be attributed to an improvement in farmers' perspective about the future, which is motivated in part by better corn and soybean prices. But organizers also note the jump in producer sentiment reflected by fewer respondents with a negative outlook rather than a notable shift towards a positive outlook of the agriculture economy. A bin-busting harvest is just doing that, according to a new report from CoBank. The cooperative bank says this year's yields have created a storage capacity crunch of U.S. elevators and are contributing to a brighter economic outlook for elevator operators. Record yields of corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum are competing for storage space with large wheat inventories harvested earlier in the season. At the same time, futures markets are also encouraging farmers to store crops well into next year. CoBank says that means the value of grain storage space is on the rise, and storage shortages have been widely reported across the western Corn Belt and central and southern plains. The report notes the storage tightness could persist through 2017, giving USDA predicting the highest wheat and corn ending stocks since 1987-88 marketing year. Join us on social media by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. U.S. trade and other experts are concerned that the Trump administration is raising the temperature with China, risking a new economic or military conflicts with Beijing. President-elect Donald Trump, even before assuming office, is changing conventional U.S. posture toward Beijing, firing back at China for criticizing Trump's recent phone call with Taiwan's president. China considers Taiwan a part of China. Trump tweets that Beijing never asked the U.S. before imposing higher tariffs on U.S. goods and manipulating its currency, so why should he notify Beijing about his phone calls? Trump has already threatened punitive tariffs on China goods, and Beijing threatened to halt U.S. soybean and corn imports. None of this looks good to trade experts like former Agriculture Department trade advisor Paul Drazek.
In the olden days, we had export embargoes that farmers went ballistic over. Well, this is essentially the same thing. It's a self-inflicted inflicted wound. And our exports will dry up, and prices go down, and what do? People get laid off.
Drazek says getting tough with China's top U.S. buyer of soybeans will guarantee retaliation, and U.S. agriculture will be the first sector to get hit. As for the argument, China needs the U.S. markets more than the other way around.
Well, they need to get in here. But if we're putting tariffs on their products, then they're not going to be able to get in here. So they're going to put tariffs on our products. And You know, the thing is, what people don't understand is tariffs are paid by Americans.
Drazak says United States farm goods would pile up in a trade war with China. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. World's most important industry, and that's why we're going to talk about post-election speculation after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
On the line is Bob Young, the Chief Economist and Deputy Director of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation. And Bob, let's talk about the aftermath of the election and what it means to agriculture. There are several issues. Let's begin with trade. During the campaign, actually both presidential candidates, both main candidates, were against TPP. Is that still accurate, and how will that impact agriculture?
Well, he's kind of doubled down on that promise in conversations or comments to the press that he's made, to the media that he's made since the election. So I think we kind of have to trust him on the, certainly on the TPP front. We have had, or during the campaign, did have conversations with directly with, at that point in time, candidate Trump, and certainly with the Ag Advisory Committees, et cetera, to try to reiterate the importance of trade to agriculture. And I think the campaign staff and the president-elect understand the importance of trade to agriculture, how critical it is for us, for demand growth, for trying to get higher prices, et cetera.
And what is the Farm Bureau's stance on TPP?
Well, we're very supportive of TPP. I think we understood that it had the ability to probably boost farm income by somewhere in the $4 to $5 billion range. It provided us with significant opportunities into the Japanese markets, for example. And these are countries that are, not going to sit still on the trade front, and we're obviously going to be pushing to have those negotiations reopen just as soon as we possibly can and figure out where it is we need to be.
The president-elect singled out China and, in fact, talked about a 45% tariff on Chinese imports. What impact would that have on soybean and corn producers here?
Well, I think they've have signaled it at some times past. The Obama administration, for that matter, as you may know, has brought a case against China for providing an illegal amount of subsidies to their domestic industry. And literally on the day, as I recall, that the United States brought that case at the WTO, China decided that they had some significant problems with our distillers' dried grains, or, ethanol production byproduct going into China as well. So It won't surprise me if we do decide to go down this tariff path, kind of across the board, that they'll I doubt that they'll just sit kind of idly by as this process unfolds.
That's Bob Young of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Back after this.
There will be a real estate and farm machinery auction for Dale and Debbie Waller Saturday, December 10th. Real estate sells at 10:30, machinery at 12:30 at the Highland Community Western Center in Baileyville. Real estate is 488 acres of highly productive Nemahal County farmland, brome grass, native hayland, clean native pastures, some excellent hunting property, and a farmstead. Property will be offered in five tracts. Machinery auction begins at 12:30 and includes tractors, loaders and feed truck, haying and livestock handling equipment, hay and RTV, welder, woodworking tools and a boat, lawn, garden and miscellaneous items, and firewood. This real estate and farm machinery auction for Dale and Debbie Waller, Saturday, December 10th, begins at 10:30 with the real estate. Machinery sells at 12:30. This is a good quality auction. For inspection of real estate, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:30 from KNDY, 24 degrees, a light north wind. Going to feel winter-like today with those colder temperatures and perhaps some light snow. Just a skiff of light snow along the Kansas-Nebraska border indicated by radar this morning. No developing broad areas of snow our way. Further south into Kansas, mainly south of I-70, a bit more concentrated. Highs approach 30, will likely not break 30 the next day or two.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports on a Wednesday. Frank Mason scored 30 points to match his career high. Devontae Graham and Josh Jackson also had big games. And number 3, Kansas rolled to a 105-62 victory over Missouri Kansas City on Tuesday night to give Coach Bill Self career win number 600. Jackson had 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists, while Graham was 6 of 8 from beyond the arc and finished with 18 points as the Jayhawks 8-1 allowed Self to empty his bench early again. Self became the 9th fastest coach to reach 600 wins, just behind Fog Allen, whose name adorns their building. Rashard Kelly scored a career-high 15 points, and Wichita State routed cold-shooting St. Louis 75-45 last night. Darryl Willis Jr. added 12 points for the Shockers, 8-2, who have won 6 games this season by 30 points or more to set a program record. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're an American farmer,